I'm just going to share a few thoughts before we go into our water baptism part. And on Resurrection Sunday, Easter, we just want to talk about lives that are committed. So I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. At dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. All right. And there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going back to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Isn't that kind of a cool thing? His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. And the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. So overcome with fear, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." And so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. I'm sure that was just kind of an astounding moment for them. And they came to him, they clasped his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And while the women were on the way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. And when the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were sleeping." And just so you know, if that would have happened, what would have happened to the soldiers? They'd have been executed right on the spot, yeah. "If this report gets out to the governor, we'll satisfy him and keep him out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And the story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I will be with you always." Amen. Praise God. And so we see even here in this account that the resurrection is linked to water baptism, right? That as after the resurrection, Jesus tells them to go make disciples of all nations and to baptize them in the name of Jesus. So on this Resurrection Sunday, we're going to do exactly that. We're going to baptize several that have committed their lives to Christ. What is water baptism? Water baptism is commanded by Jesus for all believers. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we call it a believer's baptism, you are to follow the Lord in water baptism. Water baptism symbolizes that I've died to an old way of life, sinful life, living my own life. And so when you're placed under the water, you identify with his death, but it also represents the new life that comes from being raised up out of the water, our own resurrection, so to speak, the hope of what will come. Romans 6, Paul says it this way in verses 1 through 4. "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" Verse 3. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We are therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live to a new life." And he also speaks to that in 2 Corinthians. He says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." And so the death of Jesus on the cross purchased our salvation, but it's his resurrection that gives us the power to live a life that glorifies him and offers us hope so that we also will be resurrected when he returns for his church. And so we'll be diving into that more in our series in Ephesians starting next Sunday. Ephesians, speaking of Ephesians 1:15 through 23 says, Paul says, it's a prayer. For this reason, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know, this is the key part, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. That you may know the hope that he has called you to. That's important, to know the hope. Sometimes I think we forget about the hope that he's called us to. The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Now you may think we are the one with the inheritance of him, right? He's our treasure. But this actually, Paul says, it's actually we are his inheritance and his treasure. God loves you that much. You are his treasure. That's why he sent his son to the cross, because he loves you and I that much. And there's a third thing. And that you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe. What is this power like? According to the working of his might that he worked in Christ when he raised Christ from the dead, seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. So in other words, God's resurrection power is available to us to help us to live a life that glorifies him. And he's exalted to the highest place, he goes on to say. Those being baptized today are stating that they've made a decision to follow after God. And what a better day to do it than on Resurrection Sunday, which symbolizes our new life in Christ that is available to all through the Jesus' death and resurrection. Now, I will say that those that are getting baptized, it doesn't mean that they got their life all together. Okay? And you look at Scripture, that wasn't the pattern. The Philippian jailer, him and his whole family got baptized the night that they made a decision for Christ. Did they probably have things to work on in their life? I think they probably did. But it was a statement that they had made a decision to follow after Christ, and they surrendered their lives to him. And that's what those here today are stating. They've made a decision to follow after Christ. Amen? All right. So I'm going to have those that are going to be baptized, if you'd make your way up here, and they're going to line up over here. And my wife is going to help me out. And they've all written down some things that they're going to say just about their testimony, what God has done in their life. And I am going to get in the tank. I'll do the baptizing and then help out. After, you feel free to celebrate, okay, after each baptism. And then after they're all done, they're going to be kind of lined up over there. We're going to take a group picture, and then I'm going to close things out after that.
All right, sound people up in the sound booth, if you could bring the lights up, just because this isn't in a spotlight over there, so that way if people are getting pictures, they can do it. It is pretty exciting if you look at these young people who are giving their, they've already made a decision to serve Christ, and now they're giving a public confession, and a few of them were really nervous about that, and they were saying, well, I'm nervous about getting up in front of everybody. And we said, well, you know, this is the first of many times where it's going to be kind of, it might be a little bit hard to stand up for Jesus and stand up, hard to stand up for your faith, and this is your first step of being willing to do that. And so we are just so proud of them for saying, I'm going to serve Jesus, and I can do this, even if it means I have to get up in front of everybody. So they are an inspiration to us, and we are so excited. All right, we're going to start with Kira. Rebecca, are you going to do towels? All right, I'd like to introduce you to Kira. We see each other every day because her locker is right outside my classroom door. But Kira's going, tell us why you want to be baptized today.
Because I feel like I need like more of a change in my life, and I feel like this is really going to change me, just like the feeling and like the thought of it.
She has a testimony prepared. Do you want to share your testimony?
Okay, So I've always believed in God. I just didn't have the time to like learn or go to church because I was always moving from my mom's and my dad's when I was younger. And my dad's grandma and grandpa went to church, so I went when I could. My mom doesn't really believe, and that has always brought me down. A few months ago, being baptized was always on my mind, so I asked my mom if she would be cool with that, and she said she wants me to wait for me to be out of Hope, my foster mom's house, before I even got baptized. And I was so mad at her for that, but also I just decided that it was between me and God, not her decision, just mine. And so I made a lot of poor choices, and I just want to like change that my life around and stop making poor choices and like make good choices and stop thinking about like all the bad things. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so a few years ago, some of my friends had got me into like things that were not good. Sorry. So, but now God has put me in a home with people who love Jesus and has given me better friends and better people to be with. So I'm so glad that he did that, because I would never be where I am today if it wasn't for me getting in trouble a lot. So I have this quote from a movie. It's called Overcomer. You can watch it on YouTube, and it's really good. I am created by God. He designed me so I'm not a mistake. His son died for me just so I could be forgiven. He picked me to be his own, so I'm chosen. He redeemed me so I am wanted. He showed me grace just so I could be saved. He has a future for me because he loves me.
Okay, Brandon, you're next. Come on over. Brandon's got a cheering section. All right. Brandon, why don't you tell us why you want to be baptized today?
So before I started coming to this church, I never really was too much of a religious person. I never really like prayed a lot or just... Well, I wasn't really close to Jesus or anything. when I started coming to this church, when I came to this church, it's the first time I've been to a church for like a couple of years. I haven't been to church for a couple of years. And then after a couple of times coming to this church, on the third time here, during the prayer near the end of the sermon, whilst praying, I felt like a sensation as if something like came to me, like telling me that I was meant to be close to Jesus, that I was meant to be like coming to church. And then even at home, when I would pray as well, nighttime prayer, I would also get that same sensation each time, telling me that it's like I'm meant to be doing this. I'm meant to be close to Jesus. And before becoming like before coming to church and stuff, I have done some pretty bad things and stuff. So I just knew after getting those sensations and stuff, I knew that this is what I needed to do to just try and fix my life to be a better person.
All right, I think we got it now. All right, now we have Porter. Porter, tell us, why would you like to be baptized today?
The reason I decided to get baptized today is because I believe the Lord can keep providing me with a beautiful life, and he has helped me resist temptation, and I have seen the Lord help so many of my friends that that is why I want to get baptized and give my life to Jesus.
Porter's an influencer. Whoever's next. Doesn't matter. Oh. Emily and Selena, whichever one of you is going first. All right, come on over, Emily. If you're in Mary Beth's family, you're just going to have to live with that all your life. That's just how it works, you know? All right, Emily, tell us why you want to be baptized today.
I want to get baptized because Jesus can do more good in my life and do more and answer my questions. I believe he can make me better in life for good, to make me work for him in the right reasons. That's why I thank God for everything he gives me in life.
Okay, Selena, tell us why you want to be baptized today.
I want
to get baptized because I believe God can do better things in my life. I chose to follow Christ because without Christ, there would be nothing, no one, not a single thing. Without him, I wouldn't have found my very best friend. She was the one who got me closer to my God, my friend Dora.
All right, I think next is Hazel. All right, Hazel, I think we met you somewhere around COVID. I think that's when you guys moved here, so it's been so fun to get to know you. All right, tell us why you want to be baptized today.
I want to be baptized today because God has done so many great things in my life. I think he can guide me through the rest of my life.
Okay, Nora, you are next. I wonder if we should have... Can you all see her? Can you see her? Okay. Nora, this is Hazel's little sister. Tell us why you would like to be baptized today.
I want to be baptized because Jesus has done some great things in my life, and that makes me want to follow him. Recently, my great-grandma passed away, and I found comfort in knowing that she is in heaven with Jesus and the rest of my family who passed away. I know that one day in the future, I will be with them. This is one of the many ways that Jesus has helped me in my life.
All right, next is Izzy. Come on over, Izzy. All right, Izzy, tell us why you want to get baptized today.
Today I want to get baptized because He has always brought people closer together, and I can always talk to people about Him because I know He is there. I always want to bring myself closer to Him too.
Esme, you are next. And Esme, this is pretty exciting because when we announced that we were going to have a baptism service, Esme said, well, finally, I've been waiting all year for this. So we'll take your time. All right, Esme, come over this way a little bit. All right, tell us why you would like to be baptized today. I need you to speak in the microphone, okay?
I want to be baptized because when my dad left me, I was going to a dark path, and he brought me to a light path that has brought me closer to Him.
Esme's a deep thinker. She asks wonderful questions. Next, we've got Sophia. And I think I'm going to have Sophia stand on a step. Stand on that first step, Sophia, okay? Because she's got good things to say. I want you to be able to see her. Can you see her? Or do you need your paper? No. Yes? Okay. Tell us why you want to be baptized today.
I love God so much that I want to get baptized. I want to get baptized, and if I'm hurt, God is always beside you all the time.
Can I read the last part? So we started a new series that has like a something to remember, and her last line on her paper is something we all had to remember, which says, "When I'm in trouble, God's there on the double." That's a good one. All right. All right, next we have Evely. Come on over, Evely.
Rebecca, take the towel.
All right, Evely, tell us why you want to be baptized.
Why I want
want to be baptized today is because my body is full of sins and I cannot get rid of them.
But you have more there. You don't want to say it?
And our next person is Tom. Come on over.
Good morning. My name's Tom Davison. I'm here with my mom, Betty, in the back. I got baptized 6 years ago in Lincoln. But when the preacher brought up a couple weeks ago about baptism, it made me think, why did I do that? Well, I needed help. My first beer was 15. I was age 15. My last and final beer was March 16th of 89. Woo! When I got out of the service, I did not treat people very nice. I needed help with that. Some of you know when you're in the service, you don't ask, you tell. Civilian world's not too keen on that sometimes, so I had to get over that. Then one day my mom wanted to see the Gaither family, if anybody know who the Gaither vocal band is, up at the Quest Center. 17,000 people singing Christian music. It was amazing. We seen them 2 years later at Pershing, and I got chills. So I knew it was time. So 2018, I get baptized, and now I'm free. I can tell everybody about God, and if they like it or not, that's the way it is. That's just the way I feel. So I just want to say it's definitely worth getting baptized. Thank you.
We're going to have you stand this morning just as we wrap things up. Some beautiful testimonies, and our value was the healthy families, but you can just see how God's been working in different lives, drawing people closer to God. Amen. You know, God is faithful, and we had some wonderful testimonies, but maybe you came with your own prayer request this morning, or maybe you say, you know what, I don't feel as close to God as I thought I was or would like to be. And I know that in a group this size that we have people that maybe you haven't placed your faith in Christ. Maybe you're seeking and wanting to know the truth. Maybe you just never got to that place. And maybe you have some God-sized issues that you long to see God breathe life into with the power of His resurrection. Maybe you need faith. Maybe you need relationships restored. Or maybe you have a felt struggle. Maybe you want to see the spiritual gifts happen in your life and be filled with God's Spirit. Maybe you just desire, as some of them said, just a closer relationship with God. God's able to do that. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to have you do something. I'm going to have you just, if you would close, everybody close your eyes. I'm going to lead us in a prayer of salvation. And you don't have to pray it, but I encourage all of our people on a Sunday morning to pray together. Just to invite Christ into your life. I believe there's nothing magical about the prayer, but if we believe it in all of our heart, God honors that. And it begins our journey to walk with Him. And so, if you're at that place this morning and you want to invite Christ into your life, maybe you don't have all the questions figured out, but God is able to do that. Amen? And He'll lead you down that way. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer and let's pray together, saying, Dear God, Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. All right, now I want you to keep your eyes closed for one more minute. Now, if you prayed that for the first time or you just rededicated your life, all I'm going to ask you to do is you look directly at me with your eyes open. All right? All right? Praise God. Any others? Yes. Okay. Several. Amen. Praise God. We want to help you in that journey in whatever way that we can. All I know is that you can't do it alone. You need a faith family, a community to walk that together. And there are several of you that just affirmed that this morning. So we want to help you out with that to make that journey. Amen? Amen. Father, this morning, we thank you that we can come to you. We thank you for the power of the resurrection. And I know that some of us walk through these doors with things in our life that we think that there's no way that we can solve them. Maybe there's answers to prayer and we don't understand why it didn't happen the way we wanted it to. I do know, God, that you hold our lives in your hands and that you got us. And that you're able to do more than we can ask, think, or even imagine. And so, Lord God, we give you those things right now. And we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have those that are help out with prayer. Kevin and Kate, would you make your way forward? I'm going to have you not stand in the water, but over here. And Gary, Mary, if you would come as well. If you have a prayer request this morning, I believe in these guys to be just led by the Holy Spirit, just to pray with you this morning. Yeah, come over here. Just come over here. Yeah, you stand right off to my left, right? I believe that they'll just pray along with the Holy Spirit and just pray, agree with you in prayer. But if you have a prayer request or need, I invite you to come forward. My wife and the worship team, Jill, they're going to lead us in that closing song, and I'm going to go dry off, all right? So, and my wife will close us out. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. God, we know that it's only by your grace that we can stand here before you today. God, I thank you for the hope of heaven. Lord, that even though things on earth may feel difficult because of sin, God, we know that someday we have the hope of being in heaven with you. Lord, church will be even better than this when we'll be up there because we'll be able to worship you face to face. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for all the people who've chosen to worship you this morning. God, I ask that you would just help us not leave here until we know that we have encountered you this morning. God, we thank you, we worship you, we praise you. You've given us so many blessings. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. You're welcome to stay and visit as long as you would like, but have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday.